Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert God on the show. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What do we have here?
Oh, something I've been working on for 2 years that finally got done.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get to check.
It's finally over.
Yes. Finally, you can cross that off your list.
Yep.
Yes, thank goodness, because this was hard. He had actually threatened to break up, and I said, oh, don't break up before I book you. Please don't break up.
Wow.
Because it was a promise that you made to someone.
Yes, a pretty important person in the state I promised this to, and I failed last year miserably. And the first year that we were going to open, which at Bridgeport, the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, I had planned to bring this act in also. So I planned in 2020, and then I planned in 2021. It's finally happening in 2022.
And that is?
That is Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner!
Woo!
And they have so many great songs. I mean,
it's evening hits.
Freebird.
It's true.
Outdoors. Nice.
And it's on Saturday night. So maybe they'll sing Saturday Night Special.
That'd be helpful.
Yep. Who knows what they'll do. And even more inviting is that the Outlaws are opening up the show.
Oh, wow.
Cool. That's cool.
Holy crap.
By Cowboy Head.
Are you writing a to-do list?
Yes, I am.
It's weird. I always want to wear a cowboy hat, but I just think, can't do
it.
You
got
to go all in.
It on. We'll tell you what you look like. We'll tell you the truth, and then just keep it backstage.
I have a very wide head, so they don't fit like right. I look like Woody from Toy Story.
No, when I see you, and if you're wearing a cowboy hat, I think it's a costume. Like, right. You don't look like you could pull it off.
An Italian cowboy.
Yeah.
Avalon, Kansas City, Che Dole.
Yeah. Wouldn't know the difference between a cow and a horse.
Hey, how you doing? Brooklyn Cowboy. How you been? Good. Yeah.
I could pull it off, but I don't know. There's just something about if you don't really have a horse or a cow,
right?
Like, maybe you shouldn't wear one.
You got a Mustang, sort of.
So
Shelby.
Leonard Skinner and the Outlaws coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport Saturday, July 2nd.
Nice.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's great.
Tickets are $49.50 to $89.50, and there's unlimited VIP ticket deal available.
Right.
And they go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. Are there any pre-sale codes or things of that nature?
Secret handshake, stuff like that?
Oh, I'm sure there are pre-sale codes. I don't know them offhand, but I'm sure by Thursday I'll have them.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's
cool.
That's all we need.
That works.
Just in time.
That works,
yeah.
Yes.
Right. We go on sale Friday. I'll give out the pre-sale code on Thursday. I don't have to remember to get it, though. That's the problem. I have to write it down like AJ writes his stuff.
Thank you. Yep. I write my forehead, so I see in the mirror.
Then you got to write it backwards.
I did.
Somebody sent me a picture of an old Leonard Skinner ticket over the weekend. And, Jimmy, is this your show? October
27, 1976.
Oof.
Sure. Waterbury Palace Theater, right?
Yes.
Nice.
WTLR presents Leonard Skinner, Palace Theater, Waterbury. October 27, 1976. It was a Wednesday, a 7:30 show. $6.50 tax included.
Wow.
Well, there's 10% tax. There used to be a 10% tax.
Wow.
No longer, though, but there used to be. But it says, what, October 27, 1976? Does it mention who the opening act is?
It does not.
Right? Oh.
I will tell you, the opening act was the Charlie Daniels Band.
Oh, smooth. That
Are
must have been
kidding
cool.
Me?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Right, yeah.
I know, really.
Young Charlie.
Wow.
And everybody was alive then in the band in 1976.
That's right. The accident happened in 77.
Right.
Yep.
And Charlie was alive.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
Yep.
So it was a complete original show.
Wow.
And that was, what, 46 years ago.
Whew. Okay. I thought that may have been the show that you had on the books but never happened because of the plane crash.
No, that was actually at the Coliseum in 77.
Oh, wow.
We went on sale the day the plane crashed.
Oh, boy.
So these guys, in 1 year, went from Palace Theater to the New Haven Coliseum.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would bump things up.
What album was that? Can you look at 76? Was that One More From the Road, the live album? Because that really, they exploded.
Yep.
That album, probably a horrible word to use. I didn't mean it that way. But, I mean, they really went... Like, that's where I found out about Leonard Skinner with that live album.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did that come out after their death? Did that come out before?
No idea.
One More from the Road was released September of 76.
This is October.
Okay, so they were touring that album.
Yep.
And then the next year they're going to, yeah, all right. So it was that album that made them, you know.
A household name.
We won't say any bad things like they caught fire
right.
coming off that album.
How about household name? That works.
Yeah, household name.
Household name.
Household name.
Yep.
Well, you know what it was, Jimmy? You know, there are some acts that their live material is better than their studio stuff because they're just a live band.
Yep.
I think of the Allman Brothers Band like that.
Right.
I think of Peter Frampton like that.
Yes.
Motley Crue, no. Keith Amaha.
Yeah, we don't really think of Motley Crue as a great live band.
No,
although
no.
I've seen them, you know, it depends on what day you go.
Yeah, exactly.
There are times you see them, you're like, wow, they're great. And then there's
early
like,
in the tour.
They're off tonight.
Yep.
The energy's always
that
there.
That can happen. Anybody, yes.
But yeah, so Peter Frampton, Leonard Skinner, I think Bob Seger, his live album brought his songs to life.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, no question about it. And plus, there are certain artists that are just better live than studio. They jam, they rock, you can feel the heat. Bruce Springsteen's like that. I think he's better live than in studio.
Yeah.
Being live.
Yes.
The live experience is quite unique with most bands.
And these guys are. I think that if you said, would Leonard Skinner, would you like to be in the studio recording an album, or would you like to be on stage in front of an audience? I think they would pick the stage.
Yes, they would.
Absolute road dogs, no question about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a fun show.
I love that place.
Was that show I was just talking about at the Palace, Jimmy, was that your first Leonard Skinner show?
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was my first Leonard Skinner show.
Wow.
Nice guys. Nice guys. Really.
So
really
you nice met guys. Ronnie then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Steve Gaines was
They did a lot of drinking, which
most
I never did much of.
Right.
But the other stuff we did together.
There you go. See? You bonded.
As I said, that was the bond. That was the currency of the 70s.
Exactly. It's like, ear. Yep.
Drinking and drugging.
Yep. It's not here. It's ear.
This the seat for this ticket that I have says seat 3,000. General admission.
Yeah, so we sold 3,500 tickets a show, so he bought his ticket pretty late.
Oh, wow.
So he's like further up.
Oh, wow. It's weird that it's an even 3,000 now. It could have been whatever number.
Exactly.
3,000. And then what was that? You would have just arrived, and then the earlier you arrived, the better seat you got?
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow.
You got a long line around the Palace Theater, wrapped around the whole street, and we let you in. You know, ticket by ticket, it was hard. It was a long line, and it was getting 3,500 people into the theater.
Right.
But there were seats on the floor, so you just took a seat. It wasn't an open floor. So when we say general admission, it was general admission. You could sit anywhere you want, but there were seats.
Yeah, right. When you think of general admission, you think there's just an empty floor, and everyone's going to just stand around.
Right.
These were actual seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was back this in the 70s, general admission meant different than the 80s and 90s and into this century.
What was the Who show in Philadelphia that changed all that, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
I think six people died. They were trampled.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Crowd
but
crush.
But they got trampled outside the venue.
Oh, did they?
The doors were locked. They were doing a sound check, and people thought they were missing the show in the back and kept pushing forward.
Wow.
Yeah.
To get into the building, and that's when they got crushed.
Poor people, man.
Yikes. Wow.
Imagine that. You're helpless to stop all these people pushing. Because the person behind you probably doesn't want the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like 10 rows back.
If you're just checking in here, Jimmy Koplik's on Just Announce. Leonard Skinner. I think this is a WPLR Presents show, right?
I would think so.
Yes. All right, hang on.
Yeah, right here. It's right here.
Definitely by Cowboy.
99.1 PLR Presents Leonard Skinner. Big Wheels Keep On Turning Tour with special guest The Outlaws at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, Saturday, July 2nd.
Yay.
Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. Radio presale. Oh, I do have the info.
Aha!
Good. Give it to me.
My thumb's over. I'm sorry.
Radio presale is Thursday, March 10th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. with the password FREE.
Free. Gotcha.
Now, here, it's all caps. I don't know if there will be that distinction.
No idea. like the word, though, free.
No, I don't know. I don't know why free would even be the word, to tell you the truth. Usually it's a song or something like that.
Instead of free bird?
It's for free.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, instead of free bird. That's
free bird,
that's
too many letters? Free.
Yeah, that's real smart. They're going to get on and think they're getting the tickets for free. Who's
should have just been bird.
And it's got to be free bird. Exactly. Is one word.
He does not filter.
Says here, I get a free bird.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you think, who comes up with those passwords or those codes?
I would think in this case for the radio presale, it was Bozzy who did it.
Bozzy.
And I'll see him in about an hour.
Free!
Everybody who
free!
Thinks you're getting a free ticket, they're paying for
free!
It.
Maybe we could just have him call in now. That might be faster.
Be interesting, yeah. Uh-oh. He likes nothing better than being on the radio. That's for sure.
I'm not going to tell him that you can hear him, Jimmy.
Yeah, he has no idea I'm on, so that's good.
Hey, Bozzy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Chaz.
I figured that.
Yeah. You're on right now. We were wondering, so the radio presale word is free.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who came up with that?
Me. Freebird.
Freebird. Right. Jimmy thinks that people might think they're getting free tickets.
Oh. I didn't think of that.
That is beautiful.
I excel at that.
Whoops.
What do you mean think? I never think.
All right. So Jimmy said I'll see you in a bit. All right.
He's buying aspirin right now as we speak.
That's great. I'm going to get his credit card. I'll get that out on Thursday.
Cool. We're getting free tickets.
Ah, very exciting. Anything get announced while we were on vacation, Jimmy?
I'm trying to think of anything got announced while you were on. I would never announce anything when you're on vacation.
Oh,
I'll
plan
everything around you guys announcing everything. I want the Fox and PLR to know everything first.
Right. Thank you.
Seeing there was an announcement that Britt Floyd.
The announcement going on right now. In the back,
house. Hey, Jude.
Jude.
Hey, Jude. Don't make it bad.
Britt Floyd, Friday, March 11th at Toyota Oakdale Theater. This show will no longer require proof of vax or negative tests.
Nice.
So the world's starting to move in this direction now, right, Jimmy?
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right. So a little more freedom for everybody, thank goodness.
The Chicks, special guest Patty Griffin, Thursday, June 30th, Xfinity Theater in Hartford. Tickets went on sale Friday. Greta Van Fleet.
Nice.
Announced their fall 2022 arena tour dates. They're coming to Mohegan Sun, October 7th, 2022.
And, sold out.
Wow.
What?
Already?
Sold out.
That's what Jude was saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sold out. She's good.
She's begging for tickets, and I said, no way. Sold out.
She's saying, free! Free!
Wow, that band is something else, right? Wherever they go.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Really?
Good to be them.
All right, so just to recap, and we'll talk to Jimmy, and we'll have more details and all that. And, Jimmy just announced 99.1 PLR presents Lynyrd Skynyrd, Big Wheels Keep on Turning Tour, with special guest The Outlaws at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, Saturday, July 2nd. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. There is a radio presale Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The password is free, as in short for free bird, not free tickets.
Right.
And blah, 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 doesn't get announced till 9 a.m., so we didn't screw that up. Good. Very good.
Yay! Very
good. Look at that.
Hey, if you screwed it up, it's just me that screwed it up, not you.
Right.
Okay.
So we don't get yelled at.
So we're good.
On.
It's all Drew's fault.
So, all right, Jimmy, great hearing your voice, and we'll hear you Thursday at 8:20.
You got it, guys.
All right, thank you, baby.